The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
But the night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever distant moon. Take care my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's so hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com around the country. I'm broadcasting to you from down the shore, and I'm just tweeting out with the beautiful sunrise coming off the Pine Barrens. Pine Barrens is like in the middle, way down in South Jersey, and it's just one of the most beautiful parts of the world, you know, and it's just so, that's where the Jersey Devil's supposed to be, you know, it's just beautiful. So down the shore, I want to stay down the shore. I'm with the kids, so I called Bill Clinton, my buddy over at WJRZ, off of Long Beach Island, right? And I said, hey, I want to stay down there with the kids just for a day or so, and could you set me up? So thanks to JRZ, our buddies down here, and certainly Bill Clinton. They got this big old tower. I'm in the middle of the boondocks, man. You know, this is like the middle of nowhere, but it is beautiful, and I'll be able to at least take care of the kids. So Daddy wanted to just stay with the kids. So thank you, and happy July, by the way. Great to have you with us. And happy July on here down the shore. And it's the weather's been really, really nice. It's been really, really hot. And you got a beautiful, beautiful summertime coming up. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to go on. Hey, how about it being remarkably historic? Can I go here? Can I start here? It's remarkably historic with what President Trump did just yesterday with Kim Jong-un. They were going out there, and that he goes across the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, in right there, goes into North Korea. It happens all last minute, and it was, as I'm watching it, and we're watching it, and it was late. We were up late, you know, on like Saturday night, and I said to the kids, this is very historic, Dad, what's happening? And I'm explaining it, because the mainstream media is just going to take shots at it, right? And I'm saying, well, this is wild that the President of the United States is meeting with a real adversary, this rogue dictator, trying to calm him down, and trying to denuclearize this guy. So I think it was all positive and great, and the trip was a massive success, this whole G20 trip with President Trump. And I got to tell you this, and this is where I get criticized. I was proud of my president, man. I was proud of my president. I said, wow. And I'm telling you, when we backed President Trump saying, this is the guy that's got to go in, I knew it would be he's going to go like a bull in a china shop. I knew that would happen. And that's what I was hoping. And I think that's what needs to be, what's happening needs to be happening in the world of politics in Washington, right? But I didn't know that this president, Donald J. Trump, would be this good at what he's doing. This was monumental. And reading right here, President Trump calling his meeting in the DMZ with Kim Jong-un, a great day for the world. The president yesterday became the first sitting U.S. president to step onto North Korea's soil when he met Kim in the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. Then he joined Kim for a walk over the northern border. I'll tell you what, I was fascinated by it. It was historic. And then they said, well, he wasn't the first president. Did you hear? I had to watch the other networks. Maybe I shouldn't. But Well, Jimmy Carter was there three times. Hey, that worked out well, huh? What did we get? Jimmy Carter going there three times. Am I right? There was nothing. So hopefully this will at least get somewhere now. You know, once the president, the city president, and for their third meeting there, maybe we'll get something out of that. This story, I love the little ancillary stories that sometimes will hit on the media, sometimes won't. But, you know, the president has a new press secretary, Stephanie Grisham. Excuse me, can you say rock star? I mean, did you see this? Now, don't forget, Ms. Grisham was Melania's, the first lady's press person. Then she got roughed up by North Korean guards. And, man, you know what I got to tell you, too? Here's a woman, like, in her first week as press secretary, come on, and she's getting roughed up by North Korean guards, and she elbows them out of the way for who? The American press. Oh, are you kidding me? Now, if the press goes after this gal, they really got a problem. I mean, really, this girl, I'm reading a new White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, is okay after reportedly suffering bruises during a scuffle with North Korean guards. The guards tried to prevent reporters from entering a meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, and Grisham tried to work to get reporters into a meeting when the scuffle ensued. They showed a little of the video, if you saw it. Reading back here, this comes after the president and Kim met in the demilitarized zone today. That is huge. That is huge, and I hope the press appreciates that and treats her with the respect, because they don't treat... President Trump has more women working for him, more women who are very, very independent, you know, and he hands off these huge responsibilities, including to his daughter, you know, talking to the G20 leaders, and then AOC tried to go, you know, AOC's just got to sit down and just get out of the way. I mean, this woman, I haven't seen one positive thing, nor have I heard from one positive initiative coming from her. They criticized the president's daughter. You know, how about just emboldening and embracing all the women that this president has brought in on the world stage? It was just great to see. So Stephanie Grisham, God bless. That was so just monumental that she went in, and hopefully the press will appreciate what she did to get the American press in to see Kim Jong-un and President Trump. And President Trump back in Washington, D.C. now after his trip to Asia. The trip was marked on by a visit on North Korean soil, so you know all that's going on there. Hey, and the Pride Parade was huge. I heard it was over 4 million people in New York. A big shout-out to the NYPD for doing such a great job. And, you know, it's a great celebratory parade. And so we wish everybody the best in that regard. I'm glad it worked out well, you know. You're always wondering what's going to happen, what can happen. So thank God that went well. And then so much happened in my life, and we got to get into it. But I wanted to make sure we knew the epic historical events over the weekend. President Trump in North Korea with the G20, talking with President Xi, telling Tucker Carlson an interview that airs tonight on Fox with Tucker. The president sat down with Tucker, and they leaked out a little bit what he chatted about. And he said that he's optimistic about this China trade deal. A reading from Fox News here, and so it's all good, and it's you can really be patriotic. It's okay. And I'm teaching my children. I was with Mikey and Olivia and Allie, right? And we're down the shore. It's just us. And we're watching this on TV. And they said, what's going on, Dad? And I explained to them. I explained about North Korea and South Korea and what's been going on. And I've been explaining to them. But they are just taught not to like this president in school. So I have to explain to them, this is monumental. This president's trying to make peace around the world. And let me tell you something else, if I may, my dear friend. If this was anybody other than Donald J. Trump, he would have a Nobel Peace Prize at this point. Remember Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, and you and I went, what? It was just because he wasn't George W. Bush. That's why. That's why Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize. And because you're not George W. Bush, here, have a prize. It's like, what? I don't know if I disagreed with that. But anyway, what the president is doing, he's trying to bring about world peace. Oh, please. So what I have to do here, if I can, it's 6:14 right now. And then I'm going to tell you about the reunion. You don't want to, I got to tell you about the reunion. I got so much happened over the weekend. But I got the nicest tweet, because I go on Twitter and I have a very small following, and I like it like that. I like it because you are kind enough to follow me at Jersey Joe Piscopo, JRZY. We're all like-minded, and you're positive, and I appreciate the hard work that you do. It's what builds this country. All the events that you do in your life from all around the country as you listen this morning. I mean, we're live and we're local in New York. We don't forget that on AM 970, The Answer, but around the country on iHeartRadio and other, you can get us at AM970TheAnswer.com or go to my Twitter feed and pick us up, JRZY, Joe Piscopo. And this one gal, she tweeted here. It says, "Hey, Joe, a longtime listener, Mila just turned 5. I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly. This is a mother who takes her daughter to work and listens to us every morning at this hour. And Mila will be going to kindergarten this September. So she won't be listening with her mama on her long 1 hour commute. So this is a gal that goes to work and every day and commutes an hour, and thank her for that. Would you give the youngest listener a shout out this week? We listen during the 6 a.m. hour. So it's Mila. And if I'm mispronouncing the name, you got to text me right. You can tweet me right back. All right. I said, Mila just turned 5. And if you're listening, Uncle Joe says hi. Hello. Hello. She likes when Al and I go back and forth. I love this. It's like a family show. This and to Mila's mom going all the way to work for an hour, God bless you. So all the very, very best. And thank you for listening. Mila, Joe sending his love. Hey, also, on another note, if I can, the Yankees-Red Sox, how great was that? And if you don't get a chance to watch it, if you can go to Yankee-Red Sox highlights, and you'll go to YouTube, and you'll see, this was great. The Yanks won both games. This was very exciting. It was like a soccer match. Did you see that in London? In London, the Yanks and the Red Sox? How great that was? Come on. It just made me proud to be an American, and that the Brits loved baseball, and because it was quicker than cricket. People say they don't like baseball. It's too slow. You think it's slow. You ever watch a cricket match? So thanks to our Brit friends. And it was just beautiful seeing the Yanks and the Red Sox over there, especially, excuse me, that the Yankees won. So this is so funny. And I'll go to the guys in a second. And we got a lot to get into this morning. And again, it's a historic July 1st with what the president did yesterday. And we'll get into all of that. But yesterday, of course, I go down the shore, and I come down. As soon as I came down the shore, there was a torrential downpour. You get that storm of the weekend. By the way, there is there's some power outages around, and we'll keep you abreast of that as well. But I come down, it pours relentlessly down the shore, of course. But I like it. You know, I'm a pluviophile. Love the rain. And there I was, and I'm great. And then I get up, and I go, oh, it's going to be Sunday the next day. I go to church. We get church in. Hey, by the way, end of the Mass. What do they sing? God Bless America. Hello. I'm telling you, in church. You see what I'm saying? You see what a good people we are? Not a lot of people in church. And I know it was a nice day, but sure enough, and it was quick. Oh, God bless the Father. The priest, it was like if it was a 40-minute Mass, it was great. And then now we'll sing God Bless America as we left the church. I just absolutely loved that, you know? Went to church, came back, nice day. I'm going outside. Well, Michael's a little sick. You know, if you're like me, if your kid's got sniffles, I call 911. Yeah, I'm like a worrywart all the time. So Mike, I said, all right, Mike, come in. Let me see your throat for a second. So I take my iPhone and I do that flashlight thing, which is too many steps getting to the flashlight thing on the iPhone. I'm sorry, but I get a flashlight. I look at Mike, and sure enough, his tonsils are all swollen. Oh, my gosh. So and then as I'm going out, the girls were leaving one way, so I had to give them money, you know, and I'm taking my wallet out and I'm I was going to put my shorts on and go to the beach. I said, no. So I take Mikey to the walk-in medical place, which is about a half hour away. Easy. And we get out there and I get Michael there. I said, great. I'm very proud of myself. I'm telling Mikey that I enjoy doing this because I enjoy being a father. It's great to spend some time with you, and I'll get you better in a second, my son, the way my father did to me. I remember my dad doing the same thing. And I go, so we get to the medical place. They go, great. And they say, okay, can we have your, you know, the insurance card? I said, sure. It's right here in my pants that I left at home. After giving money to the kid, I had no wallet. I had no money. I had nothing. And I'm like, only me. And I said, Mike, here, fill out this thing, this form. And I go all the way back to get the money and the insurance card. And man, only me. I said, could you, what's it, 20 minutes? I'll be back. I'm going to go. So I ran back all the way back to the house, came all the way back. I got the insurance card, boom, took care of my sinus infection, by the way, for Michael. So, but he's doing great, thank God. Got him some antibiotics at the old, I am so old, I used to go to this it's like a apothecary, Kapler's Pharmacy, it's called, and it used to have like a milkshake bar. You know, it used to have like a soda bar, you know, where you sit with stools and you get a milkshake. My sister used to work there. So now, of course, that's not there anymore, but I got the medicine and Mikey's doing good, but only me and only me. So it's, but it's all good and it's all great. And the reunion went well, and I want to tease it with this, if I may. Did not go with Carol Alt. Did we? There was a thing, and I'll explain it to you when we come back. We're going to go to Debbie, and I just did not go. I went solo to the reunion, and I had the best time ever.
Ooh.
But, and Debbie, good morning to you.
Hi.
So I did. I went with my buddy Johnny Welshon, who I know, my bass player in the band, one of my best friends, my theater buddy forever. Everybody was so nice, but it was so late. Traffic was so bad. Carol was coming in from a shoot. And she goes, oh, what time is that? I said, well, it's 6 o'clock. Yo, I don't know if I'll ever make it. So I said, let me take a rain check, and I went all by myself. So it worked out. Worked out okay. Like
you had
that.
A nice time. You got to reconnect with a lot of people.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Deb, I can't stand those things. When I tell you, it was the best time I've had in a long time. And it was great. And it was so nice to see people working so hard. And then how many people you lost. You ever think, look at that. They say how many people died, since, 1969 when I graduated high school. Hello. Unbelievable. But it was great. I'll tell you, really celebratory. And I'm glad I went. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I was down by the Somerset Patriots game.
And yeah, I saw that. How pitch. Cool.
Yeah,
what did you do? You
announcing. It was great. Yeah. It was really
fun. You announced like the players and stuff like that?
I did a couple of innings. Yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, my God. This is great. This is great.
It was really fun. Yep. All right. On the first pitch, curveball, strike.
You did? Is there video? We got to see the videos. There's got to be video somewhere, yes?
I'll ask them. They must have it. Yeah, they must have it. Yeah.
All right, Deb. You know what's going to be? I know here it is July, and it looks like it may very well be an okay day, kind of a little cooler, not as hot as over the weekend, yes? And then, so that's going to be good. Now, traffic, here we go, is what are we looking at? Crazy already, right?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. We're going to head right to 84 West over by exit 11 in Beacon. It's an accident blocking a lane there, and it's busy on the Sawmill South at Kisco Avenue to Mount Kisco, an accident as well. Now, as you head over to the Tappan Zee Bridge, still moving okay over at the Tappan Zee Bridge, inbound GWB up to 15, Lincoln 15 to 20. That new construction pattern on 495 going to cause some delays here getting out toward the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnel about 30 minutes getting into town. Traffic is moving solely on 80 West out by the Garden State Parkway in Saddlebrook, but it looks like they just cleaned up a collision there. And we're still seeing delays as you head to the Deegan South at the Moshaloo with an accident cleared. Sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today with a high of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family-owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. lonestartransfer.com.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 625 on AM 970 The Answer. I'd like to talk to you about coating your home or business with Rhino Shield. That's right. Whether you're a homeowner or have a commercial property, this process has unique benefits to you that paint cannot stand up to. You know, it's a waterproof shield. It goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, or whatever coating you presently have. I was looking at the house down the shore. You know, it's a little house, you know, down the shore we've had for 100 years. And I think it's time to Rhino Shield that house, because the Rhino Shield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating from masonry walls, right? It keeps the inside of your home dry and mold free. And Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. So stop throwing money away every 5 years on a needed paint job. Go to the website and set up a free estimate at Rhino Shield of NY.com, please. Rhino Shield of NY.com. Your house or business will look like you had a new paint job. That's what I did at the house out in Hunterdon County in Jersey. Looks great. To this day, looks like freshly painted house. You got to check it out. 877-744-6608. Call Susan for a free estimate. 844-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Here we go.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel like spring has sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio, down the shore, actually, broadcasting from our friends at WJRZ. So we appreciate them allowing us to step into the studio. Bill Clanton Sr. is our engineer down here. So it's great. So I just wanted to jump on and say hi. Coming back to New York to stream live in the studio in New York. And then it's 4th of July weekend. Yay. And Frankie Five Bros, good morning to you, my
friend.
Good
morning, Joe. Happy Monday. I'm doing great. So spill it. What happened at this reunion?
Solo man. I said, and Albert, happy morning, happy July to you. So I just, you know, Frankie, I went to go, and I said to Carol, and I don't want to be a dork, like, hey, you were going, right? You're all set, right? You know, don't you hate it when you get like 1,000 texts and emails?
I do, yes.
To make sure it's okay.
Right.
Okay, you're going, right? So a couple, texts were going great. It's going to be fun, Joe Gray. She had a photo shoot, so now it's a 6 o'clock. It was a 6 o'clock event, and therein lies my problem, because I didn't tell her it was that early. Because usually any event that, you know, is like 7:30, 8 o'clock, I prefer, you know, you and I prefer those early events anyway. So I go, okay, oh, I'll pick you up about 4-ish. Oh, my gosh, I won't be home till like 6. Minor detail, you know? And she was great. I said, you're not going to get back to the set. Oh, gosh. And then the traffic, you got to give yourself at the very minimum 2 hours without exaggeration, because as Bill de Blasio runs for president, the city is just it's in a traffic quagmire like I've never seen in all my years in New York. So it takes 2 hours to get out of the Harlem Tunnel at least. So I said, Carol, let's take a rain check. Let me run out, because it was earlier by the time I was leaving. And so we took a rain check. So I went by myself. So but it was a great time. But still, it was a rain check and it was all nice. But only me, Frankie, right? Only me.
Well, you know? But it sounds like you had a good time irrespective of
Hey, man. man, I would never go to a reunion like that. And Al, I know you, you plan your reunions, had fun. Yeah. I got to say, I walked in and I see, at first I was like, Governor Cody was there. I was at the Essex Fells Country Club, and Governor Cody was going into dinner with his family. So we had a great chat, great talk about politics, and he told a very inappropriate, hysterical joke, as only Dick Cody can, you know? So then I go in, and there's my buddy Johnny Wilshans, who I knew for 100 years and was our bass player in the band. And then one person, the drama, I had a great time. I stayed the whole time. Frank, me.
Wow.
I stayed the whole time. And I go talking to one person. You know, and I have to tell you this, and I always tell you what a great country we are and the good people we are. I said it emanates right there. It emanates right there. And you would think, oh, my gosh, that's a high school reunion from West Essex High School. What's the big deal? It was right there. It was everything that's great about the country right there as you do those little events that every one of us has to do. And then we kind of say, well, should I go? You kind of dread it. You go. I had the best time ever. So it was a really, really good time. So thanks to our classmate, if you will, Robin Piacosta, put it together and did a great, great job. And so that was good. Then I had to get up and I opened the gym.
How was the breakfast?
Yeah, that was great, man. Look at me. I got in late, did not drink. I know. Now, you would have probably been banging 3, 4, 5, maybe martinis, Frankie Five
Bros.
Well,
I probably wouldn't have had a breakfast at the gym that Saturday morning. So, I don't know.
That's me, man. That is me. Only me. They had a red carpet. This is the Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. And yes, I just got a couple hours sleep, got up. Boom, went right down there, met all great people down there. Some of the state troopers came over. There was an FBI agent there that works out there. I'm telling you, and all walks of life, all ages. And I got to tell you, Frankie, some guys are like, they're ripped. Big guys down there. This is fun. You guys got it. Well, not that you would go over, but Al, you're working out. You got to come down to the Retro if you're ever in the area, right? I'll find a bar close by that you can end up at, all right? Is that good?
Why do you think I go to the bar after the gym? If I go to the gym, I'd go home.
Is that what you do? You don't go to a bar after the gym?
No, of course not. Yeah, you work it out. It's different.
So, and Al's got a cold, as you could hear. You hanging
in
right now?
That was him eating.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat.
Why would you just not eat while you're on
there? First of all, our microwave is broken. So I told my wife not to make my egg cups this week because we have a short week anyway this week. And the microwave is broken. Mm-hmm. It broke on Friday or whatever.
So you told her not to make the egg cups?
No, because I have no place to heat them here. Because we're not getting a new microwave till tomorrow or whatever, right?
So are you being a man and eating raw eggs, Al? Is that what you're
doing? No. So I asked Charlie to order me breakfast, which he did at 5:30. It just arrived 10 minutes ago. Because apparently, when it's not French toast, the delivery driver takes, you know, an hour and a half to deliver breakfast.
I always get the French toast. Right. They do a pretty good job. Charlie does good. When Charlie orders it, it's well done.
Yeah,
French
so
toast.
I'm hungry.
Wait. Did you have eight cups? Can you get eight cups?
No, I got two eggs on a roll. I asked for two eggs scrambled on a roll with cheese and bacon. They give me two eggs sunny side up. Oh. You know,
close enough.
Right. Whatever order you give, this is how you're getting it. That's it. It doesn't matter. It's like old Saturday Night Live skit. Cheeseburger.
Exactly. Right. Well, I don't know. Do we speak English anymore? I don't even know. After watching the
debates, we don't. I'm hungry. I'm cranky. Yeah, yeah. I've been sick all weekend dealing with this sinus. I was hacking like crazy on the way in. I had to pull over at one point. I was coughing so hard. So it's been a rough couple of days.
Boy, I am so glad I'm not in the studio today.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You'll be here tomorrow.
I am so glad. Listen, if you want to take the day off, you got it.
No, I'm already taking 2 days off this week. Wonderful today, I am not. Thank you.
So, Frankie, it was great. It was a good week. And then I ran down the shore to be with the kids. I had the best time ever with the children, you know, just being with my kids, as you know. And it was just really, really great. But I got the gym worked out much better than I thought.
Great.
And it was good. And you know what? The reunion was better. What'd you do? Did you do any civic duties over the weekend?
So Friday I had lunch with my Aunt Camille, then came back into Manhattan and had dinner with the Katzimatidises, and our boss, Jerry Crowley.
Cool.
Then Saturday, I'm trying to. Saturday, I went to my mom's and then prepared for my Sunday show. Did the show yesterday and then ran a couple of other errands and had a breakfast with an old friend. And then I went to the Met game last night, which they won miraculously.
Hey, there you go. Hey, how about did you? And you got to appreciate the Yanks Red Sox in London. That was really awesome. I mean, that looked great. I thought that was just a nice.
I don't know how great it was. First of all, both teams batted around in the first inning in the first game. They were exhausted. They had been there already for a day and a half, trying to acclimate themselves to the time. And then yesterday, they used so many pitchers on Saturday that Sunday they had to bring in a reliever for the first time, and he got batted around in the first inning. I mean, look, Yankees swept the series. That's great. You come back home, you know, with the two wins. They'll play the Mets tomorrow over at Citi Field, but still, I don't know.
I think these games in Great Britain are way too gimmicky.
Yeah.
I liked it. You know why I liked it? Because it was the Yankees. If it wasn't the Yankees, maybe I agree with you guys, but I loved it that it was the Yankees.
Even when the
Red Sox. No, but it was great because they're at, what, they have 100,000 people there or something like
that? Yeah, but the ballpark is not made for baseball, so it became basically a bandbox, so guys were hitting home runs.
I loved it.
Left and right.
Sorry.
I don't like the whole internet when they send football. You know, they bring football out there or whatever. Enough already. It's an American sport. It's meant to be played here in America. Enough already. The world is not suddenly going to. Let's be clear. The NFL wants to put a team in London. What teams are going to be traveling 8 and 10 hours to go play a football game? That's a lot of travel for these guys. Yeah, and I know they schedule it, their buys afterwards, so they get that week off to kind of acclimate themselves back to the time change again or whatever.
I
think it's a bunch of nonsense.
Well, they do say that baseball evolved from the English game rounders.
Yeah, I understand that. But
just getting back to, I think it was great. I think it was great for the country. I think everybody looked great to see Aaron Judge and the Yankees play. And with due respect to the Red Sox doing great, it was, especially since the Yanks won. But you're right. What was it? The first game was like 16 to what?
Yeah, it was just back and forth, back and forth. And it took hours. Like the first game on Saturday, I think took like 5 or 6 hours to play. It was crazy.
I'll tell you what, and I see, I'm reading here on Twitter. Yeah, everyone's waiting to hear about Joe's night out with Carol. Never happened. Just did not happen. And not that it was fake news. It just was nice. Carol had a long shoot throughout the day. She got back late. She could not have been more gracious and said, Joe, oh, my gosh. I felt so bad because I didn't let her know. And so I just wanted to get out to the reunion. So it all worked out great. But Daddy, as usual, was solo. I think that's... That is my destiny in life, to be by myself when I go out and about. And you know what? It turned out great. So that was the reunion. And only me. Of course something like that's gonna happen. Hey, Simon Constable is gonna join us. He's a financial commentator and author of the book of the Wall Street Journal Guide to 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter. And Simon's gonna join us, tell us exactly what went on at the G20. Where are we? Tariffs, China talks. There's a lot to get into with Mr. Constable there. Michael Caputo, our buddy. He's a longtime Republican political consultant, former Trump campaign aide, kind enough to join us. Roger Stone associate, Army veteran, by the way. We'll be talking about the Eddie Gallagher trial, 2020 election, and the Roger Stone case with Michael Caputo. Gordon Chang is the foremost expert on anything China, anything on the Koreas. And we're always honored to have Gordon with us. And so Mr. Chang will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, and Dan Gabriel will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. A former CIA counterterrorism officer, excuse me, will be talking about the Middle East with Dan Gabriel. Great show, and I appreciate that, Frankie Five Barrels. I never let that go by without saying thank you for Frank working so hard, getting the great guests for you. And I am humbled. We're going to go to break, but I'm humbled by the social media posts from all around the country and all around the world, for that matter. So thank you. Yeah, we're in this together. We are. And we will make it. And it's good. Everything's great. I'm telling you, we're on the right track. I feel more patriotic than ever after this weekend, after this epic trip, and this very, very successful summit from Donald Trump. So, yeah, let's stay positive. But you can call and you can let me know if you think otherwise. 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by. He's sick. He's got a cold. He pulled over to hack. I mean, there's a dedicated guy. He's here with the headline news, live and local, on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
67 degrees at 638. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy saying the nearly $39 billion budget he signed into law will strengthen middle class priorities, even though it lacks his proposal to raise taxes on millionaires. Murphy signed the law yesterday and took to social media to praise how it also invests in public education and New Jersey Transit while providing property tax relief. Governor did add he used his line item veto authority to eliminate more than $48 million in spending, and that he feels the budget protects millionaires, the gun lobby, opioid manufacturers, and big business. He authorized the budget only hours ahead of a deadline that, if missed, could have shut down state parks and beaches over the 4th of July holiday. A ban of food and drinks containing CBD goes into effect today in New York City. CBD, an ingredient in marijuana that doesn't get you high but apparently relieves some pain and anxiety. Retailers have sold foods with CBD mixed in, but starting today, they are illegal in New York City. The city's Department of Health will start issuing fines in October to businesses that don't comply. In sports, free agent negotiating period is underway in the NBA, and the Nets, the big winners, they'll reportedly sign stars Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan as they reshape their roster. The Yankees scored 9 times in the seventh inning to erase a 4-2 deficit, beat the Red Sox 12-8 in London. Bombers swept the 2-game set, and the Mets scored 5 runs in the eighth inning to rally past the Braves by the final of 8-5. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Starting to build at the inbound side of the GWB, we're getting reports of an accident on that ramp over to the Harlem River Drive. So do expect delays here to build quickly at the inbound side of the GWB. And it looks like a debris spill involved with that just being clear. It's about an hour into the upper level, better to the lower. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 20. Holland, about 30 to 35 minutes getting into town. And traffic is building on 78 eastbound, exit 17, with an accident as well getting out through the area of Annandale. Expect stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride to the LIE westbound right at Junction Boulevard. It's an accident. Then you're busy on the LIE westbound as you head right out toward the BQE getting down through the new construction zone as well. So do prepare for some stop-and-go traffic heading through that stretch. Southern State Parkway westbound building heading right out through Valley Stream, and we're seeing some volume on Vets Highway as you get down through Lakeland Ave, getting down toward that Ronkonkoma area as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today with a high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19. Come aboard AM970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing, all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $250 for adults and $225 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack, and no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach, and now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
On the radio, good morning, good morning. Broadcasting from down the shore. Thank you, Bill Clanton, yeah. Sr. He's right here. I got my own engineer. I got my own boy. He brings me coffee. I'm going to get spoiled down here, I'm telling you. But you know what? You want to spoil yourself. You deserve to spoil yourself. You go to Michael's of Brooklyn, please. Avenue R. Nostrand right there in Brooklyn, New York. Family owned and operated by Fred and his brother John. And they have been in business since 1964. And, you know, they turned this, what was once just a pizza place. Everybody would go to Michael's for pizza back in the day in the neighborhood. Evan R. Nostrand, Fred and Johnny,
Michael, Marianne, the family, they've turned it into one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And I always tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, but boom, is that unbelievable? When we were just out there a couple of weeks ago, we had the best time ever. The food is spectacular. The calamari, everything was great about it, right? So, and then as you listen around the country, like I'm saying, like we appreciate you doing, check out on your supermarket shelves, please, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It's right there. Where is it made? Right there, I'm telling you, where the restaurant is, Avenue R. Nostrand. It's made right there in the neighborhood, you know? And you know what the best part about coming to Michael's is? The chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. So make your reservation today. You're going to absolutely love Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Partly from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios in New York and also down the shore as well. 644. Simon Constable is a financial commentator, author of the book, The Wall Street Journal Guide to the 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter. Simon, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I hope you are too. I'm looking forward to celebrating July 4th. Hot dogs, beer, the usual sort of stuff. Hope you are too.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a big weekend, but we were excited, too, about the president's trip, you know, this G20 summit. How did it turn out with respects to the talks with China, Simon?
Well, it's a very important question. It's very important to everyone in the U.S. and in China and the rest of the world. The two countries are enormous economies. There is some progress. They're calling it a mini deal in the financial commentators that I'm reading from all the different banks and consulting companies, saying it's a mini deal. A mini deal is good because it's a step in the right direction. So it looks like this won't go into an all-out sort of 1930s style trade war, which crashes the entire global economy. And that's good. And that's largely what investors have been worried about. They've been thinking, oh, no, are we headed down the same way as the 1930s and complete destitution and awfulness? It looks like we're not, and that's good. And that really gets to something that I think is the way that Donald Trump negotiates involves a lot of theater. I mean, he's a TV guy, has a lot of TV experience, and that is about theater. And you know about this, Joe. You have a TV background and obviously a radio background here. Theater is very important to him and the way he does things. And I think sort of saying, oh, look, I really laid down the law and I brought them to the table. And look, I got the best deal that we could possibly get. Look how I sweated. Look how, you know, how hard I was on them, and then walk away. Now, I may be wrong there, but you judge that one for yourself. But I think there's an element to that in the way he does things. And that may be what's going on here. That would be very good for the world economy.
Yeah, well, Simon, right on the money. I tell you, your take, your interpretation is brilliant. I thought the same exact thing. And you know where it was, just to get off the economy for a second, if we can, Simon, is when he was about to step into the DMZ, and he's with Kim Jong-un, and he held, and he waited, and he talked, and he pointed, and he went, and I was showing my kids, man. I'm showing my kids. I said, do you see that? That's the master showman right there in President Trump. It was a beautiful moment. He just waited and built up the suspense. It was great. So I like to think there's some theater in his talks with Xi. So technically, getting back to the economy, Simon, we are restarting talks with China.
Yes, restarting talks with China. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where you mentioned the theater thing. Ronald Reagan did theater very well. There's a great scene of him in Geneva, where it was freezing outside, and there was Gorbachev all bundled up. And Ronald Reagan steps out in a light suit and sort of offers his hand, and he looks fantastic, and he's dynamic, and he steals the show. Exactly. Not in a mean way, but in a very positive way. So maybe there is some comparison here. I would like to hope that the trade talks go well with China. I know that the European Union has just struck more trade deals with various countries, and it's signing them as fast as it can. So this isn't like a 1930s style situation yet by a long way, because other trade deals are increasing and people can move their production from China if they want to and move it elsewhere, or from America if they want to, because they want to sell to China. So I don't think it's really that bad. Restarting the talks really is the only way to do it. And I have this deep knowledge that China really will suffer more than the U.S. The U.S. has long had a very vibrant economy.
Simon, where does Japan fit into all of this, sir?
Japan has a major problem. It has an aging population that isn't growing. It's been stuck in a multi-decade slump, basically. It's just really not done much. They've been trying to restart the economy. I think Japan really is one of those places where, it needs something extra. It probably needs someone to go in and shake up the way things are done. But it's a very conservative society. Change hasn't come very fast to Japan or its economy. How is it very different from 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Yeah,
I'm not sure that it is. Other than the population's older, it's still very hard for foreign companies to do business in Japan. And for whatever reason, I'm not trying to blame Japan, I'm just, it's hard.
Yeah.
And you really need companies to come in and say, hey, this is a great place to do business. Look at New York, right? It is a very vibrant city, and there are people from all over the world trying to sell you stuff. You remember a few years ago, it used to be guys from West Africa selling you knockoff handbags. They could sell. Those guys could really sell. They knew how to do it. They didn't claim that the handbags were legit, but they sold an awful lot of them. You'll remember that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Simon, before we let you go, we've got a couple seconds here, and we appreciate your time, sir. Can you give us an update quickly on where we are in terms of the election to become the next prime minister of Britain?
Well, it's down to two people, Boris Johnson, who you may have heard of, and Jeremy Hunt, who has fairly similar views to Boris Johnson. He had been the health secretary. Here's the big difference between them. Boris Johnson is a larger-than-life character. Jeremy Hunt is not so much a larger-than-life character. And I think the feeling is that Boris Johnson's going to get it, and we're going to get that result tomorrow. The members of the Conservative Party get to vote on the new leader of the Conservative Party, and that person automatically becomes prime minister. It's a different system, seems to work. Other parties do the same thing when they're in power. So we're just waiting, and it looks like it's going to be Boris. And then, some people are saying maybe Jeremy Hunt will be good to manage things after Brexit is done. But we need someone who's got a bit of a tough skin to get us through.
Yeah, Simon Constable, great job as always. The book is The Wall Street Journal Guide to the 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter. Simon Constable. Simon, always great of you to join us, my friend. And please come back soon.
Thank you very much, Joe. Have a wonderful day.
Great chat. Thank you, Simon. Piscopo in the Morning, 651. Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. And I see a lot of traffic right now as you take a ride to the inbound side of the GWB. It looks like a debris spill was cleared on the upper level, but it's an hour into town on the upper level of the George Washington Bridge, about half an hour to the lower level. Also, reports of an accident on that ramp to the Harlem River Drive. So watch for delays at the GWB. Lincoln, that's 20. Holland, about 35. Lincoln has a new construction pattern as well to deal with. It's kind of busy on the LIE westbound right through Junction Boulevard with an accident cleared. More volume out through the BQE. You have that new traffic pattern there as well getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Staten Island Expressway eastbound loaded up 440 out through the Verrazano. Belt Parkway West, heavy by Kennedy Airport. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Deegan southbound through Van Cortlandt Park with an accident cleared. More volume getting right down toward the Cross Bronx Expressway. So watch for delays there as well. And the southbound thruway, okay, at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
My friends, you have undoubtedly VHS tapes or audio tapes or all sorts of 8mm or slides or anything like that from the past. Some of the most precious pictures of your life and recordings of your life. But you can't view them and you can't hear them. That's where Legacy Box comes in. I've used them. They're terrific. They will digitize. In other words, you'll be able to put on any computer. It'll become a file. It'll be as easy as watching YouTube once you use Legacy Box. My brother did it with films that my dad had taken and sent me the thumbnail, and I tell you, I couldn't believe. First of all, the ease. You just watch it on a computer, watch it on any screen. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. That's LegacyBox.com. And for a limited time, they're offering my listeners this discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/Prager, and you will get 40% off your first order. That's LegacyBox.com/Prager. Save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
Are you getting notices from the IRS that you've been ignoring? The IRS will get your attention fast when they garnish your paycheck or freeze your bank account. Do not try and deal with the IRS on your own. You're already up a creek without a paddle. Last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing, make your problem worse. Let my friends at Rush Tax Resolution do the talking for you. They can help you if you call them at 855-IRS-CALL. I know Rush Tax. They've got lawyers on staff who specialize in tax resolution with a phenomenal success record. A-plus rated with the BBB, zero complaints. Rush Tax Resolution can stop levies and wage garnishments fast and settle debt with the IRS for the lowest amount possible if you qualify. The consultation is free, and they'll only take your case if they know they can help. This is a no-brainer. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Plenty of sunshine and pleasant today with a warm afternoon, the high 85. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 70 in Midtown, 62 to 66 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sunshine becoming very warm and more humid. Now, there may be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, mainly west of the city, the high 89. Wednesday, partly sunny, quite warm but humid, high 89. For Thursday, Independence Day, partly sunny, very warm but humid, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 87. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. And I appreciate you. I love your beautiful correspondence. Can I tell you right now about I'm reading the correspondence that you're kind enough to send me. Appreciate that. And Amila, I love you, and we appreciate you listening. And thanks for the nice tweet back to Alishka, Amila's mom. We appreciate it very much. Love you guys. Hey, in this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we're doing our best to stay healthy, right, against new diseases that seem to pop up at schools, at work, and hospitals. You know where I'm going with this. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, the wait is over. Durasan. It's Durasan. You think I'm kidding, and I think I'm honestly, I got to take a couple seconds here. I'm at the gym, and we're opening the new gym, the Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, with my business partner, Stacy. Does a great job. We have a red carpet. Everybody's there having a great time, right? Right? Who shows up? Joe Giovanello from Durasan shows up just to say hi, good luck. And he's in between ball games in the Wayne Little League, and he brings his son, Max, with him. This is a good guy. He shows up. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you about different products in the show, it's not just like a quote-unquote commercial. It's family. And for Joe to show up, and we had that you could take and you could do something where Joe does this fog thing and it sanitizes everything. We did that to the gym. When I walked into the gym, I could smell immediately that Joe Giovanello and Durasan was there. And you could do that with your business, too. You don't know. Joe will come in. He'll tell you what kind of shape, cleanliness-wise, your workplace is, and he could clean it for you. I'm telling you, you got to go to Durasan.com or just call over there. Danielle is standing by, 844-387-4444.
4726. You know, I'm a small businessman. I like to keep everything on the up and up. Joe Giovanello and Durasan could make your workplace better, safer, and you know what? Healthier. Piscopo listeners get 20% off when you mention the show. So when you call Durasan, you say, listen to Joe on the radio, what can you do for me? 844-DURASAN, 844-DURASAN, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. Or start here, please, Durasan.com. Joe on the radio, great to have you with us this morning. Broadcasting from down the shore, and Frankie and Aller in the studio. I'll be back home tomorrow to do our live feed on YouTube and on Facebook. Michael Caputo is going to join us in the next hour. You do not want to miss our chat with Michael, man. You know, part of the collateral damage of that ridiculous Mueller probe. Well, Michael is still standing stronger than ever, and he's going to join us live. And the one person that knows more about North Korea and Asia and China, the one person that knows more about that area of the world than anybody else is Gordon Chang. Mr. Chang will join us live on the radio in the 8 o'clock hour. And then Dan Gabriel, former CIA counterterrorism officer, will join us. We got a big show. 877-970-2999. It's Monday. Happy July. We are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.